Today's Tanya for the 21st of Av is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's Simon Zion, the seventh letter. It's on page Kuf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 426. Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu Maneim Goroleinu. How happy we are, how good is our portion, and how beautiful is our lot. Hashem and Nos Chelki Zekesi. And the other pasuk says, God is my portion and my cup. Chavolim Nofluli. Great portions have fallen to me, have become mine, and Lahov and Loshen Chalkeinu Vegedoleinu. So to understand all of this, portions and lots, Tzarech Levayet Heitiv Loshen Hashogur B'may Merezal, we have to explain clearly an expression that is common in the sages, among the sages, that Ein Lechelik B'Likei Yisrael, that when it's talking about somebody who is very sinful or very alienated from Yiddishkeit, the expression is Ein Lechelik B'Likei Yisrael. He doesn't have a portion in God. So here also the expression is a portion. Although it really is not proper, and you can't apply the term part to God, because God is indivisible and can't be divided into parts, God forbid. So what is the meaning of that expression in the sages? That it says by Yankiv, and he called him God, the God of Israel. Pirush, what this means is, kihine be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishmei keinu. The truth is that God is as his name implies. Ki av de'iyu memal l'kol almin, because although he fills all the worlds, elyein and v'tachteinim, the higher and the lower, Mezeim Hamailis Ad Mitachas La'aretz Halazu Hachumris, from the highest world down to the lowest portion of this mundane world, Kameshakos of Halayas Hashemayim Ves Haaretz Ani Molei, as it says, the heavens and earth I fill, Ani Mamosh, I, literally I, God himself, Dahainu Muhu Seviatzmuse Kiviyachol, meaning God's essence, the lake ve de levad, not only a presence of God, but God himself, yet, af al pikein, who called de shum muvdo me elyen in the tachtein. As his name implies, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he is Kodesh, which means separate, and removed above the higher and the lower. The einei nitvas klal b'techem chas v'sholem, and he is not contained within them, God forbid, kitvisas nishmas ha'odam begufei al derech moshel. As, for example, the neshama of a person is contained within his body. As explained elsewhere at length, that there's a difference between the way the neshama is contained in the body, in that it becomes affected by the experiences of the body, whereas when God fills the world, even as he fills the world, he remains above and beyond the world, not at all affected by time and space, as we learned in yesterday's shiur. And therefore, we would be incapable of receiving life from God's essence. An expression of his presence, of his life. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechay elyeinu v'tachteinim, that part of God that extends, this radiation of God, which extends into the world and gives life to the world, is as, for example, kamei ha'odam me'iza mishmei yizbarech shehu shmei echad, as if there were a light coming from God's name, and God and his name are one. It says, that God's name remains above and alone. What then comes down to the world? Only some aspect of the name. So there's God, and then there is his name, and then there is the rays of his name. So even the name, the middle level, is also higher than the worlds, or the attributes. And what comes into the world is only some aspect of the attribute, as we were learning earlier in Tanya, that it's only the speech, which is an expression of the emotion, that reveals itself to the second person. And so it is with God. It's not the emotion itself that reveals itself, or the attribute of kindness, chesed, gvura, tiferes, and so on, that reveal themselves into the world, but rather the speech of those emotions, the words and the letters of those emotions. And that ray, that clothes itself literally in the lower world and in the higher world to give light, to give life to those worlds. Then it feses b'teicham, and they are contained within the world. Al yedei mimutzayim rabim v'tzimtzumim rabim v'atzumim, through many intermediaries and numerous tzimtzumim and contractions. B'hishtalshelus hamadreges, in through the chain of levels, derech ilo v'olu, in the by way of cause and effect, rather than radical steps, it is a gradual process going from cause to effect that brings about the contraction and the limitation of this ray until it becomes so limited and so minute that it can actually be contained in the physical world that it is giving life to. But God himself is far above the limitations or the category of creation, and therefore cannot be contained in the creation. In Hayem Yem for today, the 21st of Av, the Rebbe writes that activism on behalf of the ways of Chassidus means that even when a chassid is in the marketplace and involved in his business, he is still conscious and aware of what it is he could do to enhance the ways of chassidus and the welfare of chassidim. So when he encounters a business associate in the marketplace, he looks to find ways to persuade him to attend shir in chassidus or to come to a chassidus shefabengen. So being active on behalf of the ways of Chassidus is a personal obligation. It's not a general obligation, but it's an obligation on each individual, regardless whether one is great or very limited in the knowledge of Chassidus. Every Chassid has a personal obligation to spread and to enhance the teachings and the derech of Chassidus.